What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I am Mark Moore, an independent insurance agent with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we're very happy to have Mandy Sosby today and Belda Dockery.
Hi, all.
Hi, everybody.
So this is Belda's first time on the air, and Mandy's been with us several times. So anyway, today we're going to talk about life insurance. And I'll just tell you that, you know, Moore Insurance, Mountain Insurance, we are fairly much a property and casualty agency, which means that our focus is on, you know, home, auto. What I really like to do myself is commercial insurance. That's what I like to do.
Umbrellas.
Boats, yeah. Motorcycles. So we're insuring property, you know, vehicles. So we are not exclusively in any way. We do not have an actual life department like maybe some people, all they do is just life insurance.
Right.
And I believe also that, you know, you have two sides of the business. You've got the property and casualty side, and you've got the life and health side. And we are, for the most intents and purposes, on the property and casualty side. However,
we're very fortunate that we have several people that do both. So yes, that's great. So that's why we have Mandy and Belda here today to talk to you about life insurance. Yep.
So Mandy and Belda both came from what's called a direct rider, where you have one company and you, you know, us being independent, we have choices. And I know that, talk about maybe just in general terms, what it's like being on the direct rider side versus a independent side. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming, isn't it, when you first start?
You're very limited. So your head about blows off of your shoulders because it's like, oh my gosh, all this information, you're trying to obtain it. And just having different markets now that we have is huge.
Yeah. So when you're a direct rider, you have to know one company, one company's underwriting rules. And if somebody wanted to have a quote, you know, I don't like my rates, can you shop me? You really don't have any other options to go out and try to find a better alternative because you only have one company. So it's kind of like not to, you know, I think that there's a lot of advantages to that to some extent because perhaps you can get things done faster because a lot of the alternatives we have, you're looking at maybe 5 or 10 companies instead of one company. Perhaps a direct rider can get you maybe a proposal put together a little bit faster because they have only one option, where we have maybe numerous options. We have to evaluate what the best option is based on what, you know, what's best fit for the customer. So
with us being independent, we tend to look at what's the best coverage for the best price. It's more, we have to look at different carriers and to see where you as a customer has to fit the best.
Yeah. So when you were on the direct rider side, you never really had a like a requote, did you? How did that work with somebody wanted to? I didn't like my rates. What did you have to do to try to, I guess, maybe help people save money, like the deductibles, or what did you do as far as trying to retain the customer on the direct rider side?
As far as for the life insurance goes, there wasn't much you could do with a direct rider. It was, this is the price. You know, there wasn't. Yeah.
What about on the property and casualty side, too? Like, if somebody, like, I don't like my home rates. I mean, you just kind of, you have to try to find a way to maybe.
Yeah, you can look at deductibles.
Or maybe the discount they weren't getting. So what we do all the time is we're actually remarketing our accounts. So if somebody calls up, we can run their information through a competitive rater. And come up with how many. I know Belda had a really good situation because she was dealing with a mortgage broker, and she went out and not long after she came to work for us, you were able to give her like 10 alternatives for pricing, correct?
I mean, correct.
You did that? Yeah,
yes. I really enjoyed that part of the independent side, is giving the different options and to be able to discuss the coverages because each company offers different coverages.
Yeah, but it's not easy, is it?
No,
because you got to learn all the companies. And once you, how long did you feel, Mandy or Rilda, how long did it take you before you felt really comfortable with actually being on the independent side? I mean,
it was a good year to year and a half, I would say.
And you were fast compared to You mean?
Yeah, and there's still times where I have to go. I mean, it's hard to retain information for all the companies. We find ourselves going back and looking through policies to make sure that we're giving the right advice.
So we represent, just off the top of my head, we represent Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. We represent auto owners. We represent Allstate. Even though they're an exclusive company, typically we do have Allstate. We have Travelers. We have Safeco.
Nationwide,
which is typically a traditionally has
foremost.
Been foremost.
NatGen.
We do have Progressive.
Yeah, we do have Progressive.
Universal.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of different markets. And that's not that, and that's markets we have what's called a direct contract with, where we actually are the agent. Mm-hmm. And then a situation that if we have something outside of what our direct companies will do, we can go out to a broker and we can get coverage. So I know we're talking about term life insurance today or life insurance, but I was kind of, you know, talking about how we are typically property and casualty company. However, we do have some life products we like to offer to our customers as well. But on the direct side, what kind of focus do you have as far as selling a life insurance policy or offering life insurance? What's it like to be on the direct side as far as, you know, what's required is, you know, I mean, what do they really focus on the direct side a lot of times? Definitely life insurance, correct?
Correct.
I mean, they're looking at the life sales and...
Life sales, there's different pushes. I mean, I feel like on the direct side that is
it's a huge focus.
Yeah, huge focus.
And I've sat with a direct writer friend of mine before, and you know, he didn't like it because they do end up putting requirements on you to sell life insurance. Now, with that being said, I think it's good to offer life insurance. It's something we should be doing.
Absolutely. I think it's important.
Yeah, with our agency, with us being primarily property and casualty, we do want to offer people life insurance, but we're not going to put you in a situation where we're going to pressure you to buy a life insurance policy.
No.
It's strictly, that's the fair thing to say, guys.
We typically want to do like term life to cover your mortgage. So if you have a 20-year mortgage, we'd like to have that on your policy, or, you know, we can see that you have a mortgage. We can ask you about that so we can cover you for that.
So typically we're looking at, just trying to, you know, if somebody wants some, maybe, I don't know. I mean, we're not doing financial planning, or we're not doing maybe some of the other things. Like, you know, we're not doing as much group benefits. You know, that's not what our focus is at Mori Insurance or Mountain Insurance. But we do want to offer, we believe that this is my personal belief, that, you know, a term insurance policy is a good way to go. And by the way, I wanted to talk, one of my friends named Tom. Mm-hmm. Had said, "Hey, Mark, you know, listen
to
your show." I was like, "Wow,
today.
We have one listener." So, hi, Tom. Thanks for listening. So anyway, Tom was like, "You know, Mark, you need to do a show on life insurance." Yeah. I said, "Well, we don't do a lot of that, but we'll do it.
We do.
We have it. Insurance. Yeah. So, I can tell you that when we started out with Mandy and Belda coming to Deck Riders, you know, that was something that you had already were used to selling and, you know, offering to people. And you know, we've been able to help people by actually at least asking the question about the life insurance, where sometimes maybe we weren't.
So maybe tell us, Velda, what do you actually, what kind of information typically do you have to get to do a life policy?
I get their date of birth, if they use tobacco or not. We have certain companies that offer better tobacco rates. And I do like that as far as the independent side goes, because I feel like we can have options to shop depending on your health or if you are a tobacco user or not, of where we can put you for the best rate and the best coverage for your family. I also like to go into your debt. You know, do you have a mortgage, car payment? How old are your kids? And what are your goals of, you know, what are your goals for your family if something was to happen to you, mm-hmm. which is typically 10 times their annual salary is what we recommend.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Another one too, and Manny and I have done some of these together, where you've got a business and you've got mm-hmm. partners, and there's going to be a buy-sell agreement that says that, you know, if one partner was to pass away, then the life insurance money is available to pay off the heirs of the partner that's deceased. So that's something that
it's like a key person.
Correct? It's like you can do a key person or, you know, a buy-sell funded by life insurance. So we've got different types of life insurance that are available out in the marketplace. So what a term policy is that, let's say that you buy a policy when you're 25 years old and you've got a 20-year term. So what that's going to do is you're going to have a steady payment for for the next 20 years. So once you're 45 years old, you will not have, you'd have to find another insurance policy, or perhaps your term policy may have a endorsement on there that gives you a
guaranteed renewability.
Right. So that's a good thing.
But
to
there
have.
Will be a premium increase.
Oh, so yeah.
The great thing now is you actually have 30-year terms, which match up with your 30-year mortgages.
That's really good. And that's what we like to do. So we like to have somebody, you know, that's got coverage if they were to pass away and owe money. Okay, so we're getting to the break time, and we will be back. I'm Mark Moore, independent insurance agent, with my wife, Kathy Moore, and Velda Dockery from our Murphy office, and Mandy Sosby from our Hayesville office. Talk about term life and life insurance today on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore, with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we have Velda Dockery from our Murphy office.
Velda Cook Dockery, right?
Velda Cook Dockery. And we also have Mandy Sosby from our Hayesville office. We wanted to let you know where we're located. More Insurance Services, Inc. has three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina, next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. We have another location, which is our Hiawassee location, which is next to the hospital. We're in the Red Brick Building, the Town Trace Building, and come by and see Joanne. And then we have, lastly, our Blairsville location, which is next to the post office and across the street from Home Depot. So everyone usually knows where that is. And we're in the South State Building there. And you can come by and see Ashley and Shana. We also have two other locations. One is Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance, and it's in Murphy, North Carolina. That's where Velda is. So come by and see Velda and Emily. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, next to United Community Bank as well, and Burger King. So come by and see Jeremy and Kathy there. We'd love to help you with all your insurance needs. All of the Peace of Mind radio shows are on our website, so you can check them out and listen to them. And you also can check us out online at www.more-insurance.com. And you can also like us on Facebook. You also can request a quote. So if you're wanting to have some insurance, we'd love to help you with that. So please contact us at our office or on us on our website, and we'd love to give you a quote.
Well, thank you. So today we're talking about life insurance. It's kind of introducing life insurance. And before the break, we had said that, you know, we do offer term life insurance at More Insurance. I was thinking, Velda, I was thinking about Velda Cook Dockery. So how many first cousins do you have, Velda?
102.
Yeah. So, and, you know, a lot of people know her brother, Ray Cook, that owns the Tri-County Raceway. Is that what's called? Raceway?
Racetrack.
Racetrack. Yeah. Oops. Sorry.
You're play good. For them.
So have you ever driven a race car before?
No.
No? Well, maybe we should go out on a race day. Wouldn't they?
Yeah. Would that be covered? Yeah, like you're probably going to be covered. I don't know about that.
Yeah. We actually had a show on partly on that where some people will actually go to Road Atlanta and race their high performance car. So they can be done. So anyway, that's who Velda is. And a lot of people know her and Murphy. And of course, Mandy is a Hiawassee person. And Hayesville is my route, I guess. Come from. So mm-hmm. Kathy is now part of Hayesville. She married me, right? So
absolutely. Yeah.
So term life, we introduced, you know, it's a it's just what it says. It's for a particular term. You know, you buy insurance policy and you've got you know, coverage for the next 20 years, next 30 years. The premium doesn't change, everything's the same. If you pass away, you've got the cash value there, or not the cash value, but the face amount of the policy that's going to pay a death benefit if you were to pass away. However, I was going to talk about a whole life policy. While I said cash value, that's one that actually builds a cash value as you're, you know, paying your premium. It's building up a cash value, and your policy is going to last, well, basically your whole life, right? Till you're all at age, I mean, I guess it's 100, right?
They go to 110
now. Yeah, just 110. Okay. So what I learned years ago back when I was in insurance class at Appalachian State was that once you turned 100, they considered you dead. So that they would actually pay you their cash value. So, mm-hmm. you know, you could be 100 and it's like, hey, you go out and have a party, you know, because you just got your whole face value, your policy paid because you turned 100. So that's the way that they handle. But you said it's 110 now, Mandy?
Yeah, I think yeah, so most it's companies changed. It's gone to 110.
Yeah, so that tells you they're probably wanting to maybe not pay it out.
Well, people are living longer. I think Absolutely. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Of course, we do have, there are disability policies as well that they have out there, long-term, you know.
Yeah, so we don't really, we do some of those, but not a lot. We're more of a consumer of the property and casualty side. Well, we actually, I'm a customer, because I've got, you know, our office, we offer long-term, short-term disability, you know, 401k. We have all the things that would hopefully be beneficial for an employee.
Yes.
The cash value of a life insurance policy in a whole life, you know, it does accumulate. You know, there's always, going back in the day, I think it was A.L. Williams was the one that came up with the philosophy of buy term and invest the difference.
Right.
He didn't believe that life insurance was a good investment. He thought it was better to go out and buy mutual funds or invest somewhere else. And he was very successful doing the buy term and invest the difference. One caveat about the cash value on life insurance, and this is why somebody, let's say like Dave Ramsey, the Dave Ramsey Show, does not recommend a whole life policy, is because if you pass away, they keep the cash value. So you get your death benefit, but what you don't get is the cash.
Right.
Kind of sounds like the government, doesn't it?
It sounds like the government.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So when we're talking to a customer, you know, the property and casualty side, we're dealing with somebody that's got to have insurance. I mean, so if you have a mortgage, you've got to have insurance by your lender. If you drive a vehicle, you're required by law to have all liability, you know, doing a public road. I think Tennessee may be a little different about it. You can put up a bond or something in Tennessee. We don't ride a whole lot in Tennessee. But in North Carolina and Georgia, you have to have, you know, there's a compulsory financial responsibility law that requires you to have auto liability. You're not required typically to have a life insurance policy.
Unless you have like some type of contractual obligation that you might have.
Very rarely.
Sell, buy or sell or something.
Yeah,
like
very rarely.
That, or I've seen it happen in divorce settlements.
But you have to have a life insurance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So those are exceptions. So when you and Belder are talking to somebody about life insurance, you've got to get the customer to recognize that they have a need. And so how do you do that? What do you do as far as like... when you were sitting there with a customer, what do you bring to their attention about their need for life insurance?
Well, you analyze, like Velda said earlier, you analyze their debts and if they have children. I know that if something were to happen to my husband or myself, that if we went to one income, you wouldn't want that strain, especially after the spouse has passed away. So you want whatever is going to make it easiest for that the spouse that survives to move on.
Yep.
And financial situations would just make it more difficult. So you always want to make sure they have enough coverage to raise the children or get them through college.
Well, also, I think, too, if you look at it, some people don't have it. Then they have this mortgage and they don't have the income. So then they'd sometimes lose their house that they
probably want to. We've got a story about that I don't know if I'm going to tell right now, but we've seen that happen to where somebody's passed away, and then it was a partnership, and the partner was left with a huge loan that was not, you know, they had to keep on paying.
Right.
So when we're looking at, you know, I guess writing the application, you know, Veldy, you've written quite a bit of life policies. And I think now, unfortunately, you're having some people that have passed away, correct? I mean, just recently.
I've had two death claims in the past 2 weeks involving COVID at this time. And one of the things that's very discouraging as agents, when you do talk to somebody about life insurance and they decide not to take it for whatever reason, and it could be like $200 a year for a term life policy, and you'll see them with a GoFundMe page, and people are having to donate through the community. And most of the time I do not see those get up above $5,000, and knowing that they could have given $200 and had $100,000 for their family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very sad. And I don't know. I mean, you've had two claims in the last week.
Correct.
So what have you had to do as far as delivering a check? I mean, is it going to, you're still waiting on the check to get here, I guess, and you've got to actually do that.
Yes, we are still waiting on the process. We have to wait on the death certificate. But as soon as that does come in, then we can deliver the check to the customer.
Now, I've got one employee that absolutely, I could never do that. I could never. You know, take somebody.
I can take a casserole, but I can't take a check. And I said, "Well,
I think a check would actually be more helpful to a customer
or a family if than just a. Well, you can take both. That's what I look at it.
Yeah,
you
know? She just didn't want to deal with the. I mean, it's obviously not a good thing.
It's
not a good pleasant experience. But you know, it's something that, you know, people have a value, and you need to know who could financially lose if you were not in the picture.
Right. And I mean, just people just need to think about, people don't want to talk about life insurance. They don't want to think about these things that possibly can happen, but you need to think about it for your family. So just think about that and see what you need to do to help yourself and your family.
Yep. That's right. So, okay. So we've kind of introduced life insurance today. We've talked about that, you know, our philosophy, our agency is, you know, we're more going to be a term life agency where we think it's good to be, you know, buy term insurance and cover your mortgage. There's always situations you may need additional types of policies, but what we do is term insurance.
We'll be glad to help you, so please reach out to us.
Yep. So, okay, so again, this is Mark Moore, Velda Dockery, Manny Sosby, and my wife Katie Moore on WJRB Talk of the Mountains, and we've enjoyed today's show talking about term life insurance and how it could benefit you and your family.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.